Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kylie will hold up for Bolton. Slashing call against Hallwell. Vanell to Hayden. Hayden with a nice move. Just pounced on him though. Shirley. Gonna get in the way. 3-on-2. Vanell, Stevenson, Hayden. Hayden scores!
An edition of Clan Chat that I was really looking forward to. And it's a familiar face and a guy that knows how to put the puck in the net. It's Gary Hayden. Thanks for taking the time, Gary. I guess the first thing we have to talk about is you certainly had a busy summer. You got married. And congrats to you and Abby. But certainly, I guess it was a time of change for you. So let's first touch on how it went with your agent and how the summer went and got you to Slovakia. We'll start there.
Yeah, so it was just kind of an opportunity had come up, and I just kind of wanted to test myself and just see what something else was like. Obviously, it was a hard decision to leave Glasgow because it's always been home to Abby and I, and we love it here. So that was a very hard decision to make. And then obviously, when it didn't work out, it was kind of the first thing I wanted to know is like, can I come back? Because if I was going to play in the Elite League, it was going to be for Glasgow, and I'm very happy and very lucky that the club wanted me back, and I'm happy to be back.
So the opportunity comes, you sign with HK32 Liptovsky and you give it a go, right? And you're over there, and it's certainly a different existence, I'm sure, because I've been to parts of Slovakia with world championships and stuff. So when you first got there, did you have a good feeling about it, or was it kind of like, oh my goodness, or was it like, where was your head at when you land in Slovakia?
Yeah, like at first I was like, this is different, it's gonna take some time to adjust, different culture, different language and whatnot. And then as like the days and the weeks kind of passed, it was kind of just like, this is just, you don't get treated maybe the same as you do in Glasgow at all. And it made you really made you thankful for how well the club treats you when it comes to equipment, accommodation, and just making sure that you're taken care of. So that was definitely the biggest eye opener for sure.
Yeah, because you sometimes, I guess, and we talked about it a little bit off camera, you think, okay, I'm taking a step up. It's going to be maybe a step up in sort of the way the team operates. But, I mean, I guess it's a testament to the Elite League, isn't it? And all the teams, I think all the teams take care of their players and the players' wives. So it's a testament to the clan and sort of if you're noticing right away, well, we got treated very well. We got treated better in Glasgow, perhaps.
Oh, yeah, no, we for sure do. And, like, that's the thing about the Elite League, I would say, is, like, these other leagues, people maybe, like, look up to these leagues like, oh, it's so much better, this and this, but I would disagree, honestly, like with what I've experienced, like first class here in Glasgow, like everything's taken care of, there's no questions, like if you need anything, there's lots of people to help and lots of outlets. So yeah, no, I'm super thankful to be back.
And so you and Abby are there and you're on this new adventure as a married couple, and you had a good summer, obviously training and getting ready to be in top tip-top shape as you always are. And when that sort of call into the coach's room or the GM's room happens, I mean, what do you and Abby, like, how does that come together for you to kind of go, okay, we're going to have to make a pivot here?
Yeah, no, like, obviously, I was quite surprised. I wasn't expecting it. So then you kind of just, like, the first day was almost a shock, like, oh, now what? Like, I don't know what we're going to do kind of thing. And you just kind of go day by day of just like weighing out the options of what, obviously, like when it first happened, Glasgow was both at the top of our list just because like we love it here and it's just home. Like, it's always just been home for me. Like, it's my third year here, and I felt that way since I got here day one a couple years ago. So, and then you just kind of whatever work out. Like, hopefully, is it going to work out? Is Corey and the staff going to want me back? Like, obviously, you just don't know. There's so many unknowns. And then as it, you know, kind of unfolded and it looked like it might be able to work out, obviously, it was super exciting. And, yeah, just trying to keep it quiet from all the fans. And it was a great surprise. So.
Well, let's talk about that, because obviously the happy bus is happy memories for the fan and whatnot, and a catchphrase that's certainly attributed to you. So you go from there and you end up at the Warrior Pro Tournament. You're trying to stay out of sight, out of mind. And how did that all go? And then obviously Laura, our marketing guru, had the whole idea for the bus. So talk about that little buildup as well, because it must have been exciting for you and Abby as well.
Yeah, no, it really was. So when I first signed, they had said, like, don't tell anyone. I was like, well, I've told my parents. Like, they're like, no, like, that's fine. But, like, just, like, keep it quiet from the fans. We want to have, like, a surprise. I was like, oh, okay. So then we had a long travel day, too. Like, we had a three-hour car ride to Krakow and then a flight to Vienna and then a flight to Germany to catch up with the team. And anyways, and we were just trying to stay out of sight in the airport. And then, yeah, we got on the bus and Laura was like, are you okay with this? I'm like, yeah, like, that's a great idea. I think it'll be hilarious. So, yeah, no, kudos to her and the media staff. Like, they nailed that, and all the fans were very surprised and very happy. So it's awesome to be back home.
I know your number one fan. We should mention Brody Barr, superstar. I'm sure that you got messages from them. I mean, I know how excited he'll be to see you back in a purple jersey, but you must be excited as well, because you've had some great seasons, a couple of 25 plus goal seasons, and then you factor in the cup and other goals for your time in the jersey. It must feel like, well, sometimes things just happen for a reason, right?
Yeah, no, for sure. Obviously, like, at the end of the day, I'm a big believer in that everything does happen for a reason. And yeah, like, I couldn't be, obviously, great fan support. Brody, Hunter, I have all those, you know, those little kids that look up to me, which is super cool. And, you know, I'm just happy to be a part of the organization, the community again. And obviously, some offensive success in the past has been great. But, you know, we're looking to, you know, have a better result for sure than we did last year. And I'm just learning Corey's systems and going from there one day at a time.
Johnson. Collins in space on this near side. Quick hit. On the turn. A quick sweep and it's back in. It's Gary Hayden.
So let's talk about the head coach, Corey Nielsen. Obviously, he's the boss. He's the head of hockey. He's the head coach. So it's ultimately his decision. When we all know that you're available, we all kind of root for you and we want you back. But how does that go? Did you reach out, or did he reach out, or was it an agent-based thing?
Yeah, I think – I can't really remember. I think – I'm pretty sure – well, I had reached out. I had talked to Red and talked to Gareth a little bit, and then, yeah, Corey had reached out, and then we had just had a few conversations. And yeah, like, we had a few conversations in the summer too, and I really, really enjoyed our conversations with him. I think he's a great hockey mind. So, you know, it was just kind of, at the end of the day, it's his call. So I was just very thankful that he was, you know, open and willing to bring me in late, obviously, because he had his team of who he wanted, right, and whatnot. So, you know, I'm a late addition, so obviously that'd be a difficult decision. But yeah, no, I'm beyond thankful to be here. So
you're in Germany, and that was a great few days, wasn't it, against really good opposition. So you're back in purple. It must feel comfortable, and you had two very good games there. So maybe take us through preseason a little bit.
Yeah, no, like, obviously in my first couple years here, the preseasons looked really different. My first year, we only played two preseason games, and then we jumped into the Challenge Cup. So you're kind of like, oh, my goodness. And then last year was good. We played four, and we played Belfast twice and Cardiff twice, which was good, like, to get some elite league experience from the guys that didn't play. And then this year was awesome to play, you know, some high-end teams from around Europe, and, you know, just to see how we fared against them. Like, we took Salzburg to overtime. I think we should have won that game. And then obviously the win against Kaufenburn, the Dell 2 team, was awesome. And it was just cool just to see, you know, even just other rinks in Europe and how other leagues work and whatnot. So yeah, it was a great experience, and I think the Clans are trying to do it every year, honestly.
Yeah, I think Jerry McLaughlin was trying to pin Warrior down on that. So hopefully, I was on GB duty with the Olympic qualifiers. I didn't get to join you. So hopefully next year that's possible. Talk about the guys that were in the room last year. I'm sure you would have got messages from Pelly and Lacko. Good luck in Slovakia. But so when they find out you're going to be back in the same dressing room as them, was it like, was there some good banter with Forbesy and all the returnees and yourself?
Yeah, no, it was really good. Obviously, I think like when I first left, I texted Mike first right away to just to thank him, because obviously the season I had last year would not have been possible without Pelly. You know, he's an incredible player. So, and then, yeah, like when I signed back, he was probably one of the first guys I texted, because I was pretty excited. And the same with Forbesy and RK and Lacko, you know, like all great guys. And obviously they're all going to give me a little bit of a hard time about leaving and then wanting to come back, which I wouldn't expect anything else from those guys. So yeah, no, we have a great group of guys from last year that have come back, and you know, we've experienced the highs and lows for sure as a group, and we can help, you know, all the guys with not much elite league experience understand, you know, what it takes to win day in and day out.
So some of the new guys in the room, I'm sure hockey's a small place, so you probably know some of them or know of some of them. When you're watching the signings happen in the summer, so you've decided I'm going to try Slovakia. When you're watching the signings, are you kind of going, oh, that's interesting, the Clan signed that guy? Or was it kind of a group that you were aware of as the summer went on, and then all of a sudden you're in the room with them?
Yeah, no, obviously, like, even when, I decided to move on, like, I'm still keeping tabs on Glasgow, because, like I said, it's always been home, and I'm always going to root for them. So, yeah, no, like, looking at some of the signings, like, when Yuli signed and Sidorov, like, obviously, those are guys I played against in the Western Hockey League, and, like, we're really good players in that league, too. So, I was like, wow, like, well, those are two really good players. Like, it's going to be awesome. And then, obviously, like, when they added Finley, like, looking up his resume and Tyson too, right? Like guys that can really score. I was like, wow, they're gonna have a high power team. And then they got Bozy in the cage, and then Simone Dupre, obviously his resume speaks for itself. Like, so then when it was, you know, when I was maybe gonna come back, I was like, wow, like this is gonna be, we're gonna have a really good team, like this will be awesome. So I'm happy it all worked out.
Yeah, I mean, you look at Pelly, he's just a consummate pro, and I think there's a lot of consummate pros in that dressing room, including yourself. So you look at it as a positive thing, and you have to be committed to, we talk about it, you always want to excel, whether it's broadcasting or being a hockey player. Or you and I have talked you know, a lot about your dad and his line of work as a fireman, as a fire chief. Like, you have to try and aspire to go a little bit higher. So you did that, and certainly a good life experience, isn't it?
No, for sure. And like, it was like one of those things at the end of the day, like you could just like, I don't know, if you don't leave, you could always say, oh, what if, what would it be like? What would it be like? And now that, you know, you went and tried it and you know what it's like, now you're like, wow, like, okay, that's what that's like. But I like, you know, I like the way we get treated here. It's awesome. It's home and kind of whatnot from, you know, here on out. So yeah, no, definitely a good learning experience for sure. And it's a life lesson that I'll definitely always remember.
And now, obviously, the nice trip to Kaufbeuren and sort of the German sojourn where you do the happy bus and all that, it probably didn't start off the way we would have wanted it this weekend. Tough Challenge Cup action, two real good Scottish derbies, but the atmosphere was great at both games. The results not quite there, but could you see the systems? You could see what Corey's trying to build, and certainly did you enjoy the atmosphere in both those first Challenge Cup games?
Yeah, of course. You know, those are always my favorite games to play in too, because the hostility with the fans, and obviously, right? Like, it's just, it's why you play hockey. Like, it's just the best, those games. Yeah, obviously not the results we wanted. But yeah, no, you can see like the systems Corey's got, like it's going to help us a lot. And I think, you know, it just takes a little bit of time for everyone to gel and mesh and whatever. And for me too, it's still like, I'm still learning a lot every day. Like, I've only had three practices with the team, trying to learn everything. There's a lot, it's a lot different from last year, which is good. So yeah, just, you know, day by day, and, you know, two big league games this weekend against Cardiff and Coventry on the road. So obviously we'll have a good week of practice and go into there looking for two wins.
So Clant, third best power play in the league against the second best penalty kill. This could be a bit of a challenge for the Clant here. Oh! Gary Hayden, and that goal is given.
People look up to these other leagues and go, oh, that's so great and all that, but you look at the fact that the Sheffield Steelers just beat the SHL juggernaut, the Lakers, in the Champions Hockey League, and that's where our league is at. So it's never easy to get a 2 points, whether it's the cup or the league. It's how you build on that. And were you surprised? I mean, I've done the Champions Hockey League for like a decade, and it's always tough to go to Sweden, but that is some victory. We should congratulate the Sheffield Steelers representing the EIHL and beating the Lakers. I mean, that is a huge win.
Yeah, no, like that is, I think it does show our league. Like, you know, I think, I don't know why for, you know, the last maybe few years, the league is kind of looked down upon, which I don't understand. Like, But this is good. Finally, you know, obviously more other people in other leagues are putting our league on notice. Like, there's every team is good in our league, and you have to have your best every night. Like, if you don't have your best, like, you're probably not going to win. And you got, and then, you know, and it's tough too with the travel. Like, the travel can be tough, and you got a couple games with travel. You got to figure out ways to win. And that's what makes our league so awesome, is that any given night, it doesn't matter, you know, who you are, you can beat it, you know. And lots of the other teams have lots of good players. So it's going to be really, it's going to be really, really competitive this year. And I really look forward to it.
Yeah, and certainly, I mean, I think I mentioned it to a couple of the new guys who signed with the Clan on past Clan chats over the last few months. Like, I've been around the league for 15 years, and this is the craziest offseason I can remember of going, oh, that guy signed there? That guy, like, he could still be in the American Hockey League, or that guy signed there? Like, I mean, it's really been, and you got to give general managers or heads of hockey operations and head coaches a lot of credit. I mean, the recruitment itself this past summer in the Elite League has been nothing short of phenomenal.
Oh, yeah. Like, obviously, there's big name players, every roster, honestly, every roster. There's guys that have got great resumes and played at really high levels. And yeah, like, you know, like you said, you're like, oh, that guy could play in the American League. But they're in our league, which is awesome, which is great for our league. You know, it promotes how good the hockey is and whatnot, and it's only going to make our league better and better for the future, which is awesome to see.
And I guess there was the – I talked about GB duty. There was the hope that Great Britain could qualify for the 2026 Olympics. Did you get to talk to Lacko and Brian and Nielsen about the experience in Aalborg? And certainly they were disappointed, but they ended off on a high note with a win against Japan. But that was always going to be a tough, tough endeavor to get to the Olympics. But did you get to talk to the representation from the Clan?
Yeah, no, for sure I did. I was really excited to talk to him about that. Obviously, like, it's a pretty cool experience. Even for me to know guys, you know, that could be trying to qualify for the Olympics and playing against, you know, like Zuccarello and Nikolai Ehlers, like, pretty big time NHL pot, like, names and whatnot. So yeah, no, they said they really enjoyed it, and you know, hopefully, you know, whenever the next qualifying is, that they can, you know, make a push and get into the Olympics, because that would be really cool and even better for our league, right? So.
Yeah, you look at it, it was 1-1 through 40 minutes against the host Denmark, and it took Nikolai Ehlers and a Stanley Cup champion and Lars Eller to make sure that Denmark got the points. I mean, GB played well, and certainly a great experience, and the Olympics is the marquee, and certainly I know Pete Russell, Corey Nielsen be a part of that coaching setup. They'll have them going to try and get to the top flight again, the International Ice Hockey Federation. For yourself personally, you mentioned it there, you had, you know, some great seasons in purple, the goal scoring, but obviously 10th last year wasn't what any of us wanted. The year before was challenging as well, albeit you made it to the playoffs. What are you looking at this year? Because like you said, oh, it's great to score goals. It's great to have the personal numbers. But like, if you had a kind of conversation with Corey and Mike Sorrent as well about, okay, look, I'm willing to do anything, or what do you want me to do here? Because let's be honest, we all want to be a lot better than we've been the last few seasons.
Yeah, obviously, like, coming in, you know, coming back now, it's just like the only thing I really care about is, you know, finishing, you know, in the upper half of the league and, you know, making it to, like, I haven't been to a finals weekend yet, and it looks like a lot of fun. Like, I want to be there. Like, at the end of the day, like, yeah, that's really all I care about, is we got to win hockey games. Like, and I would just love to see what the atmosphere would be like with all of our fans. Like, our fans are so loud and so crazy. Like, a finals weekend with them, you know, in Nottingham at Motor Point would just be, it would be awesome. It would be better than any, like, derby game, right? Like, they would be just right behind us the whole way, and I want to experience that really bad. So yeah, like, just whatever I can do to help, obviously, like, that's what I'm here for, and I just want to win hockey games and, you know, have a very successful season.
I'm sure the Purple Army would love to hear that, because yeah, I think the dream would be for anyone to be a part of that Final Four weekend, because it's such a unique thing anywhere in hockey, right? And it's a special weekend, so that would be lovely to see you score a big goal that weekend. Do you have a message for the Purple Army and the likes of Brody Barr? Like, look, we're not introducing a new import. We're introducing a guy that's been such an important part of the club for the last few years. We want you to be wildly successful away, but it's worked out that you've come back to us. So do you have a message to the Purple Army as we get ready to get our league campaign underway this weekend, as you mentioned, in Cardiff and Coventry?
Yeah, like, I just hope everyone knows, like, I just love Glasgow, and me and Abby are so happy to be back. This is just home for us, and hopefully, you know, we can do everything we can, have a great season, lots of wins, and like I said, at the end of the day, our main goal is to be in that playoff weekend, and that's, you know, all that really matters, and I'm just thrilled to be back.
Well, thrilled to have you back, Gary, and certainly thanks for taking the time. I know you're moving apartments, you're trying to learn systems, you're trying to work out and get your bearings again. So I know you're a busy guy. All the best to you and Abby now as a married couple, and thanks for taking the time to join us on Clan Chat.
Yeah, no, of course, Murph. Thank you.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.